The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Poison ivy can be one of the most common plants in many woodland areas of North America. Though people are more likely to come in contact with poison ivy while enjoying the outdoors in the spring and summer, the plant's irritating urushiol oil can even cause an allergic reaction in the fall or winter. Cases occur from direct, indirect, and even inhaled contact, such as when people burn wood that has ivy vines on it. The best defense against poison ivy is to recognize and avoid it in any season. Watch out for a vine with bright green, shiny leaflets in groups of three. Typically, each group of leaflets is about 4 inches long, with the middle leaflet on a longer stem than the other two. As the old saying goes, leaves of three, leave them be. But don't think you can only get a poison ivy rash from the leaves. In the winter, the plant does lose its leaves, but you can get the urushiol oil on your skin from the vine itself. Allergic reactions to poison ivy vary greatly from person to person, but many people have found that their reactions increase with multiple exposures over the years. However, this does not mean you should not go out in the woods. Just be aware of where you're walking, and especially of what leaves you choose for toilet paper along the trail.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.